Welcome to the Moral Marriage Podcast, guys, and thank you so much. We're getting a lot of reviews. We're getting so much, I guess, exposure and freedom with you guys getting the message out. And I call it freedom because I have something massive I'm going to announce, but I'm going to wait. I'm not going to tell you yet that I've been inspired to give to you guys a whole lot of good free shit. Baby, do you know about this?
I know about the thing that you're doing on March 18th.
Okay, that's it. Yeah, we'll talk about it in a minute because we are ready to rock and roll. But anyways, today I want to talk about talking about the past, guys. We are on episode 78. We are crushing it, guys. Downloads are coming in like crazy, which means you're getting value. So let's give you some massive value today. We're going to talk about why peace is so important in the home.
Stop trying to lead and make decisions all the time.
You should not be proud if you raised your voice and screamed at them.
No matter what.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Catherine. Why am I allowing him to do this in front of our children? Why am I allowing this to happen at all? You don't get to say whatever you want to a man and push him to the point where he snaps.
I might have been a really bad man the other day, but today I went out of my way to be a good man and she thanked me for it.
Is that you always want to act in the direction you want to go. So
he is just a paycheck. What about his needs?
We're Moral Marriage.
Let's flip divorce statistics with the new marriage. Talking about the past, I wanted to bring this up because it's becoming increasingly common for people to hear Catherine and me on the podcast, Catherine and me coaching on calls, or Catherine and me reflecting back after a conversation that we had where we will express the actual words, I don't think we ever even addressed that. Did we talk about that in the past? Mm-hmm. And then people are blown away. You guys are all blown away.
What do you mean you guys didn't talk about it before?
Exactly. You guys think that you have to address all your freaking issues. You think that we have to get through it. Well, my wife's stuck in the past, or my husband won't let me live this down. You know, they keep bringing up this example. What you guys need to understand is you're talking about the past. So where do you think you're going to stay? I'm just letting that sink in for a second. And I'm going to repeat it. If you're only talking about the past, do you think you're going to move forward or do you think you're going to stay in the
past?
My gosh, it's crazy, but it's real. You guys, I'm not saying you won't have to address issues. Baby, do we address a lot of issues?
Oh yeah, we had a lot and we addressed a lot, but also, this is probably what you're going to say, there's no time to address all of the issues. I actually just had a coaching call. I just was coaching my women. And it's funny that, as you know, Cass doesn't tell me what we're talking about until literally I sit in this chair. Mm-hmm. I had a conversation with my wives in my program just minutes before we got on here today. And I said, so she's going on about some of the details. And I said, okay, the details don't matter. We have to go back to the disconnection. We have to go back to the root of this. Maybe this is something that you're going to talk about in the future. But when you fix the connection, some of this fluff isn't, it doesn't even deserve a conversation because it's not that important. Mm-hmm. So there are some big things that you have to talk about. You have to heal. You have to move forward. You have to forgive. You have to atone. You have to attune. You have to attach. There's all those sorts of things. But there's some things that might seem big in the moment right now, but when you're connected to your spouse again, guess what? It goes away.
Let me give you a really good, I love that, baby. Thank you. And let me give you a really easy example because it's one that rings loud and clear. And it's a topic we cover a lot because it happens. It's not as much as you think, but it's cheating. Okay. I'm not saying that we don't need to discuss the betrayal. I'm not saying that you and your partner do not need to work through some of the issues with trust, with insecurity, with all that stuff. And some of that might involve conversations. But I want to encourage you to think of it like this. When your partner is all excited to have you come through the door, when you guys are happy, laughing, talking, dreaming, you're interacting in a way where you know you're following through on goals. Like you're looking at each other from across the room. You know, you just know. What was the word we used last night when we were talking about after our date? We said we're unbreakable. I think it was the word
that
we used. Unbreakable, right? When you know you're unbreakable, okay? You're not thinking about the pain, that affair, that insecurity does go down. I'm not saying you won't have to work through it, but again, not necessarily by talking about it.
Well, and work through it is different than revisit it.
That's right.
When you work through it and when there is a betrayal, whether that's, you know, an intimate betrayal or otherwise, you often do need to, I said earlier, attune, atone, attach, and then you put it away. You don't get to continue to bring it up because ideally you've talked about it in a strategic way. It doesn't mean that you just get to have a free for all and yell at each other and scream at each other and use contempt and judgment and criticism. No, you talk about it in a productive way so that you can then both heal. And then when you heal, you put it in a little box and you put it away and you bury it and it's back then. If something comes up and you have to talk about it again, maybe that's fine sometimes, but mostly you should really put it away and start focusing on the future. If you're focusing on the future, maybe there's a trigger, but a trigger, again, the definition of a trigger is when you think something's happening that's not happening. So you might get triggered by something and you might have to have a quick conversation, get some support from your spouse if it does involve something that was any sort of betrayal. But remember that what's in the past is in the past and you don't rehash it. You don't dig up the box, open the box, and take everything out of the box. You quickly kill it again.
Right. I want to remind you guys, if you're listening to this podcast, that's because you want more for your life and you want to involve the person that's supposedly in your life. If you want to focus on blame and blaming them for the mistakes they've made, you might as well call your lawyer now. I'll save you the money. I'll save you the time. I'll save you the hassle. Just call your lawyer, because that's not going to get you anywhere. Secondary, if you are the one living in the past, start providing structure for the future. Okay. The easiest example I use, and it resonates with every man that joins my program, is simple. Whether you're a yeller or not, by the way, if you yell, and you know this, if you've been listening to the podcast, Catherine said to me, if you stop yelling, I'll be happy. If you stop yelling, I'll be in love with you again. If you stop yelling, I want to have sex with you. Okay. If you stop yelling and if you replace yelling with not yelling, that's the immediate cushion. Okay. The immediate safety. The immediate peace. It's Catherine's favorite famous line, baseline normal. Okay. There is zero structure for the future. So you're talking about the past and you're not yelling and you're like frustrated because your partner's not accepting that you're different. Like person on the phone earlier today, drug addict. Okay. He's not a drug addict anymore. Okay. Great. Now you're not yelling. You're not using. That's great. You're talking about baseline fucking normal. Stop patting yourself on the back. Your wife or your husband wants more. And if you're the one in this situation, give them more. They just don't know what it feels like to be happy right now. They're stuck because they're in their pain and they're stuck in the past where it hurts. So show them what they need. Joy, gratitude, love, compassion, affection, everything that you feel is impossible to give because you're not getting it. I want you to be that person.
Amen.
Super easy, super short today, guys. Stop talking about the past. Provide structure step by step for the future. Now, March 18th, if you're listening to this after the podcast is already debuted, that's okay. It's free for life. I've created something called Moral Momentum, and it's designed for people who get consistently stuck in the past. Designed. It's made for you so you can move to the future, and it's going to require an effort on your part so you can lead your spouse. And I'll show you all about it in this free course, 60 days straight, free training, delivered, hands down. I want this for you. Guys, it's going to help you in every relationship in your life because it's going to help you lead yourself first. You want your partner to get out of the past? You can't lead them out of the past if you can't lead yourself into the future. I can't wait to deliver it to you guys. All you got to do, follow my Instagram and I'll show you more. Cass Foster Morrow. Let's go get our life.
Wait one second. Oh. I just want to say something really quick because you said bring you into the future. And it reminded me, this is just something funny that you guys will like about me. I used to joke that I drove a DeLorean.
That's true.
Which takes you to That's the future. True.
And by the way, what's even more ironic about that is if you know the DeLorean, they need garbage to and the flux capacitor to get
to move. Had that.
Yeah, that's right. And I was the garbage. And now look where we are in the future.
Yeah, see? Good one.
All right. Bye, guys.
See you guys.